past the hour, and Doug Steffens, good day, and happy April Fool's Day.
Happy April Fool's Day.
We have all gotten our wish. Doug Steffens has quit the show.
That's right.
Yep, we're in charge now.
Ha ha.
No. Like, he's gone.
Like, he's
the inmates are part of the asylum.
Like, no. No, like,
I know he's gone. He got so mad.
Did you hear him during the break?
He got so mad at Rich, it was unbelievable. I thought he was going to explode, Rich.
I didn't think he would ever leave. I keep yelling and I keep nagging him, but he never leaves.
He says he was tired today. Maybe that's why.
Whatever, wimp. All right. So in his place, Jennifer and Roberta and I are going to talk to Chef Louie.
Yeah, we rehired Chef Louie. Maybe he'll come back on Monday too, since Doug's gone.
We got a hole to fill. You want to fill Doug's shoes, Louie?
Absolutely. What size are they?
They're small. They're like eights or nines or something like that.
I can put a half a foot in there.
Okay.
There you go.
I can't put my hands in that thing.
Bragger.
All right. So every week we get together and we chat about food and some good stuff. It may not be the most low-cal stuff sometimes. Sometimes we do the healthy stuff. Sometimes we do the just sick.
All about moderation.
It is all about moderation. Mm-hmm. So what's on the menu for us this week, Louie? Every week, Louie could bring something special for us, some kind of theme or information. And what's on the agenda this week?
Well, it's springtime, and it's the best of foods coming our way right now, all the spring bounty. And the reason why you want to eat when it's in season is because it's local. It's fully ripened during that season instead of being trucked in or shipped in from 1,000 miles away.
Isn't it still too early, though?
Don't start seeing the
spring stuff. I mean, the growing season is just starting.
No, the growing season actually started in February.
Yeah, for asparagus and stuff, all that's fresh right now.
Spinach. Really? Matter of fact, by middle of spring, spinach is over.
I will tell you that last night I made broccoli, and I'm not sure which store my wife got it from, but I couldn't eat it. It was great. It was fantastic, and I don't know why it was so good. I mean, broccoli's broccoli, right? No, this was really good broccoli. It just tasted great. Maybe it was in just more fresh than usual.
Well, you have two or three seasons for broccoli out of California, and that's, you know, Northern California. I mean, they're just tremendous.
So they can just grow a broccoli crop all year long, and they get three crops out of it a year. Is that what you're saying?
Well, like Andy Boy, and I was executive chef for them for a long time. They grow in, just outside of Monterey. Was that Salinas, Jennifer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They grow there for one season, and then they go to Phoenix. Outside of Phoenix, they have another half
a
million acres. Yeah, and they rotate that way for the seasons.
Huh.
They force the season that way.
So, and then, but over here on the East Coast, nothing's happening.
I mean, you know, you don't mind it. Oh, yeah, there's a lot happening.
What about Florida? Wouldn't Florida have stuff right now?
Yeah, Florida might.
Oh, God, we have two seasons here. But, you know, like this year, our winter was so harsh. I mean, it killed our winter tomato crop.
What do the oranges and the fruit trees do down there? How many crops can they do a year, like on the orange groves?
Well, it's one, but it's broken into two segments. You got the earlies, and then you got the regular season. Right now, like I live nestled in a grove, basically. I've got probably 600 acres in front of me and about 200 behind me that are all oranges.
Wow.
And for the last month now, there's still oranges on the trees. They haven't picked them because they test them once a week to see if the sugar levels have hit as high as they want them, because they're all Valencia, which is a juice orange. But at the same time as the fruit is still on the tree, well, the new buds are there. I mean, it just smells like you're living in a perfume factory.
Really?
See, my oranges are blooming right now, too, and it is absolutely the best smell ever.
So
yeah,
many...
and you still have fruit on the tree.
Totally.
So when can you pick your tree, Jennifer?
Well, my satsumas I picked, like, around Christmas time. Those are my favorite.
Those are
earlys. And now I have another full tree loaded with oranges, just regular oranges.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just wild how it happens. The only thing is, you know, where I live, we get bees like crazy. The bees drop off all their nests all over the place, you know, to pollinate.
My avocados were really late this year. Usually they happen around January, February. But this year they're just, like, they're perfect right now.
Yeah. That's when all the neighbors come by and climb your tree.
Hey, what's the difference between the fruit that's growing naturally? I mean, when I say naturally, I mean without any help from pesticides in Jennifer's yard, and the stuff that's being farmed in your backyard by those farmers?
Well, the guys that in Florida, believe it or not, there's only one true American orange left. And that's Nature's Own. That's a conglomerate of all the Florida growers. The rest of it all comes from South America. Even Tropicana just brings everything from South America. And that you don't know what you're getting.
But our guys, I mean, you can't swing a dead cat in Florida without hitting an orange grove. How do you? All those things are the one manufacturer or one grower.
There's probably 200 private owners. One behind me, he's a private owner with 200 acres. You know, but they all sell to Florida's Natural, which is and these guys are all careful. Like where I live, there's probably 3 or 4 dozen cats that live in the grove, and the guys feed them. They take care of them because they keep the animals. They keep the rats down. They keep the snakes down.
Yeah.
So rather than use pesticides, which is good for the cats, by the way, they use oil and soap, and that's what they spray them with all the time.
Hmm.
Once a year, they have to spray.
What about Epsom salt? I've heard people say that you can do that with your citrus trees too.
Yeah, you can put that around the roots.
Really, and it keeps.
The biggest thing is copper. They'll spray copper on them every year or every 2 years just to keep the mold and fungus down.
All right. So, what else is coming out that we haven't seen for the winter?
Strawberries, or as Doug would say, strawberries.
The strawberries.
Oh, big time now. This is the strawberry festival was last month. That's Florida, and California.
And are they supplying the whole country?
Basically, you should see the strawberry fields here.
Yeah,
you can't believe it.
All over Southern California.
So the cold weather really didn't affect them this year, Louis?
They don't start growing until after the cold.
Okay.
They put a bunch in December, and what they do is they just run irrigation on the cold nights just to cover them with a light covering of ice to keep dying off.
So this is what I'm trying to figure out here. Obviously in California and maybe in Arizona, I don't know how much farming you can do in Arizona. You can, farm year round, but, in the Midwest, in Ohio, and then in Pennsylvania, and then over here in the Northeast, from Virginia on up, you're pretty much a farmer's just sitting around twiddling his thumbs, working on equipment and getting ready for the next year during the winter months.
That's so.
How do they make a living only being able to grow? I mean, because we grow corn here, you can grow strawberries, we have apples, lots of apples. All this kind of stuff, but how do you? We can't grow anything here really during the winter. How are they competing with the farmers out west and down south who can pretty much turn a crop all year long in some form or fashion?
Well, the Northeast, Rich, you do get bumper crops. You do get a second crop a lot of times, depending on how long the spring is. And in the wintertime, they're not just sitting around cleaning their equipment. The ground is still alive under the snow. And there's stuff happening there getting ready. Because if you watch, and plus they start their seedlings. They start, like, tomato crops are started in probably January, in a hothouse.
They get the seeds started. Okay.
No, it's just the seeds, and then they put them back out. But when the first thaw hits in spring, the ground is so alive. I mean, it just bursts. And you can get tomatoes by June and then put them back in again. Regrow a whole nother crop if you start your seeds in say April, so that by the end of May you're planting again. By August you're getting another whole bunch of tomatoes again.
Okay, so can I ask a question? Because I know that Roberta, you and Louie probably, maybe even Rich, I don't know, be able to help me. But I am desperately wanting to start my own garden. And it's very overwhelming for me because I don't know exactly where to start. I have a lot of space, so I could do a huge garden, but I think that's going to be like, it's just too much for me to think about right now.
We did pots last year. I've wanted to do a garden, but we've been just doing pots.
And so container gardens are the way to go? What would you guys suggest?
For me, I did. I don't know, Louie. Roberta's really, and Louie are the garden pros here.
Yeah.
For me, just to be able to manage it, we'd get the big pots. And we did tomatoes in one, and we did cucumbers in another, and we did strawberries in another, and it just made it easy to manage.
Well, the whole thing is you got to see what's your soil like there, Jen. Do you have good soil or really awful soil?
Well, the stuff, my grandparents used to have, they used to farm the whole spare lot that I have, and they had corn and asparagus and potatoes and, everything, carrots.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're the one who complains about people coming in and picking your oranges and your avocados, and you want to grow a whole supermarket in your backyard?
I kind of do, yeah.
Let me suggest this. Do you have a plot of soil, like, right off your kitchen door in that area?
Kind of-ish.
Because you could start something.
It's mostly shade, though.
Oh, it's mostly shade. I was saying, you start like an herb garden right behind your kitchen.
Ooh, I planted basil, but I don't think I did a very good job.
Yeah, I want to do herbs and peppers. All right, so
we want to really, you know, it sounds like with your grandparents grew there, that those are all ground plants.
Yeah.
So you probably have a soil that's nitrogen rich, and if it were me, you know, a soil like that grows weeds real easy. And so what I did, you know, I took an acre, and there's a gardening mat. It's a black plastic matting.
Yeah.
It comes
mm-hmm.
on a roll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get your ground ready, and then roll this mat out, and you get these spikes to hold it down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you do is cut a hole where you're going to put
right.
your plant.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yep.
So it's not daunting as far as, like, going out there and you know, in those white boots every day and picking weeds and looking for,
and it lets,
you know,
the water through. Those mats let the water
the weeds
through.
And
it's a netted mat.
So
you see it in nurseries all the time.
Right now, I'm sure that Doug is driving around listening to WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio, screaming at us because we're all,
what are we,
you know,
talking
not
about?
As smart as he is when it comes to farming.
You know what you could do, too?
Because he's gone. So when we come back, we will talk about what is ripe to plant right now. What should we be getting in the ground right now? And then some more gardening tips from Louie and Roberta here on Good Day at 19 past the hour.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When I was busy raising my kids, I never thought about the time I'd be living on my own. But now here I am with the freedom of doing what I want when I want to. That's why I ordered a new Freedom Tub. Now I feel secure when I open the door and walk in and sit down and enjoy the peace and quiet of a bath in my very own therapeutic walk-in tub. My Freedom Tub includes 6 water jets, 21 air jets, an antibacterial purge system, built-in seat, and a safety grab bar. The motor is whisper quiet, and Freedom Tub's own patented quick drain system drains the water from my tub in about 1 minute. Available in white or bisque, there's a choice of tub sizes. And right now, when you call 1-855-6-FREEDOM, you can save up to $1,000 on your Freedom Tub. But you must call or visit Freedom Tubs. That's freedomtubz.com now. That's 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubs.com. Again, 1-855-6-FREEDOM or freedomtubz.com.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Barry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Very good, Rich. Listen to that.
Thank you. Don't give me any credit. Eric Clapton. Let it blossom. Let it grow. It's 23 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is running around the campus of Heidelberg College right now. So Roberta Louis DeAngelis, our resident chef, and Jennifer Horn, our resident expert cook, along with Roberta, are talking about what's coming out of the ground this spring and what we should start growing so that we can make our own salads. And what else can we make there, Louis? Fruit salad?
Well, you know, it's think about what the top 10 growing fruits and vegetables for the spring. And there's a theme here. Strawberries, sugar snap peas, asparagus, carrots, cherries, onions, spinach, cherry tomatoes, those little tiny, like,
yeah,
great tomatoes.
Yeah,
what's the theme? They're all yummy?
Well, the theme is that, except for cherries themselves,
they all grow out of the
rest
ground.
Of them are all in the ground or on the ground. There you go. Richie's on the money.
See, now here,
so it's the springtime. The air still might be a chill in it, but put your hand in the dirt, and it's warm.
Well, we put some tomato seeds in cups a few weeks ago so that we could move those out once it gets warm. So we're getting ready for that. But you know what I want to do?
An easy way to do that, Rich?
What?
Instead of, because when you transplant them, you lose half of them. Put them right in the ground and just cover them with a mason jar. Stick a mason jar over the top of the skin.
Really?
Yeah, it waters it itself that way. Keeps the frosty morning air off of them, and it magnifies the sun. And it makes them grow like crazy.
Oh, that's
yeah, either a mason jar or get a 2-quart soda bottle and just cut the bottom off.
Yeah.
And put it over, because then you can vent it also. You just take a little top over, give it a little bit of venting.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And it gives it a lot of room to grow.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay.
Yeah, this way you're not transplanting.
Now, how about I want to do herbs and peppers? Which herbs would I use most in the kitchen? And
mint. Basil,
mint,
basil,
is my
mint,
new thing.
Parsley.
Really?
Those are the ones you want to.
Do you know
oregano.
What I'm
oregano.
Doing on our
medical? Well, oregano is a perennial. So oregano you
yeah,
can actually plant in like your rock garden and stuff. It's a perennial.
It grows
like
that.
So is thyme. Thyme's a perennial.
Yeah.
So on our MetaFast diet, I've been doing a lot of water with mint leaves crushed up in it.
Ooh.
Wow.
It is my new favorite thing. It's so refreshing. And I actually am, like, not even doing soda anymore because of
really?
It.
Really?
So
kind of like
it.
A mojito, right?
It really is kind of like an alcohol-free mojito.
We know where your mind is.
Yep.
All right,
cocktail
so,
time.
Well, you know, it's funny. Mint is one of the hottest spices out in Italy. Because they have mint and oregano, and it works together. And
it's hottest as the most popular.
It's called Neapolitano.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get Neapolitano in this country. But in Italy, it grows like in the cracks of the streets. I mean, it's everywhere. And it's oregano with a minty flavor. So if you want to try something, you know, whenever you use oregano here, like say it like on a Greek chicken. Okay. You know, a Greek chicken recipe. Throw mint on it with it. It matched together so nice. Oh,
right.
It's great.
So we have one minute left to talk about peppers.
It's part of the mint family anyway.
Yeah, it already
they're
is.
They're all in the same family.
Like that. Okay. Yeah, that, marjoram, they're all about the same.
All right, 1 minute on peppers. What peppers should I grow and when should I start planting them?
Bell peppers.
Mm-hmm. Though I found with bell peppers, though, the amount of yield that you get is it's almost hardly worth it because they take so long to mature and you need such hot weather. Though where you are, Rich, it might be a little warmer. I found the Cubano peppers, the long green ones.
Yeah, I want something to flavor my food.
The poblano
peppers, yeah, tend to be more prolific than the bell peppers.
And can I do the same thing with the mason jar or the soda bottle?
Yes,
put them in the ground now.
Yes, soda bottle, yep.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to make you laugh. You know, I was at a farmer's market last week, and what they do is they throw items at me and say, what are you going to make with this? And it just so happened that right now in the Florida markets, you have stoplight peppers. You know, that's a bell pepper.
Yeah.
The packet of bell peppers.
Right,
green,
the green,
yellow,
yellow,
and
red, right.
Well, Roberta, you especially will like this. Oh, we'll have to come back with this.
Yes. Oh, by the way, with the peppers, put pennies around the peppers because they like the copper from them.
A little bit of copper. All right, there's your gardening tips from the Good Day Crew. It's 29 past the hour.
9 years after the Hollywood sign went up, something tragic happened.
It was 1932. There was a young actress named Peg Entwistle. She was in a movie called The 13 Women. Her scenes were cut out of the movie, and it's a tremendous disappointment, so she ended up climbing up to the letter H.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Peg's death was ruled a suicide.
When Peg Entwistle died, Betty Davis knew her.
Hollywood tour guide Stephen Shohet says back then, shy Betty was a Hollywood wallflower.
It sort of helped to steal her resolve. She said, oh, my goodness, Peggy, if I don't get tougher, something like that could happen to me. And she sort of had this, if I'm going down, I'm going down swinging attitude. And instead of being a wallflower, started coming in and demanding better roles.
Stephen Shohet's fascinating book is Hollywood Stories. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. We are knee-deep in the conversation about food, springtime, vegetables, and what's going to be on our plates in the next coming month or so. And Jennifer, Roberta, and Louie, who are all excellent cooks. I'm just an amateur, not near as good as them. And then Roberta and Louie, who are also master gardeners, would you call yourselves? Very good gardeners.
A good hobby.
How to get some of your food out of the ground. So Louis has a challenge. People have been walking up to him and saying, here are your ingredients. What is the recipe? And he makes it up on the spot.
Hmm.
So somebody threw
fun.
Something
isn't
at
that
you.
Kind of like
rutabaga.
Isn't that like Iron Chef?
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
That's my aunt's name.
So,
but that's the sign of a true chef. A cook is someone who can do recipes. A chef is someone you can throw ingredients at them and they'll make a meal.
I love walking up to the refrigerator and just saying, okay, what's in here? And then trying to figure something out.
That's what's fun.
So what was your
challenge?
You
never know what you're going to come up with. Well, what happened, I was at the farmer's market and they threw these stoplight peppers at me. You know, the red, green, and yellows.
Right.
I said, what are we going to do with this? So, you know, anybody, you could just grill them or cook them. But so what I did instead was I took three separate pots of boiling water, and I blanched each pepper, a red one, a yellow one, and a green one. Got them nice and soft. Put them in a food pro, cut them, clean them, put them in a food processor with a little bit of white vinegar, a little sugar, and some chicken stock, and I liquefied them.
Mm.
Made them into a liquid. Now I turn around and I take a frying pan, and I get some arborio rice. And I toast it up real good so the hull is open, so it's nice and porous. And guess what? I started to make three different color risottos.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Now, it was kind of funny because the yellow risotto from the yellow pepper, everybody thought that was a saffron rice until they tasted it. So to match it up, we went around the farmer's market, and I found they have meats there that are cooked for people. You know, they have different entrees. So I took some pork that was already cooked. It was puerco mojo. Spanish pork, and chipped little slices off of it and deep fried them, placed them in front of the green pepper. Did the same with some chicken, did the same with some beef. Chipped in a little slice, like little Fritos I made out of them. And people were scooping up the risotto with the different meats, and it just turned out to be crazy.
Wow.
Absolutely crazy.
Now
you never
I'm
know
hungry.
What you're going to come up with.
Now I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so...
Get the diet.
we take that. I mean, obviously, you can roll on the fly here. How do we take that? Let's say I've got a vegetable bin full of just vegetables, and I don't know, I have something else, pick something, some meat, some pork, some whatever. How do you? What are the best ways to prepare certain vegetables? Jennifer, you're probably...
Well, the reason I was thinking about this during the break, because when I was in Mexico and I was really making three meals a day for everybody there and just trying to come up with some fun stuff, I started roasting asparagus, which usually I just, you know, parboil asparagus or do something, but roasted asparagus with olive oil, salt, and pepper.
That's
so
what I do.
Good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of brings out the sweetness in it. So.
It really does. And I like to get it to where the tips are just a little bit crunchy and the rest is a little bit soft. It's very good. Very
what
good.
What are some of the other techniques besides roasting, besides boiling? What else do you do with vegetables to kind of make them more exciting, Louie?
Well, you know what? I like to take them and put them, like, if I have a lot of leftovers, you put them all together and put them in a fry pan with olive oil. And the salt and pepper is fine, but I'll add fresh garlic and some Parmesan cheese at the end. And then instead of just taking it, if you have some leftover chicken, throw that in too and hit it real good with Old Bay.
No,
and you mix it in with
baby.
Pasta, and you make yourself almost like a Cajun pasta with that. Because of the flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just phenomenal.
I'll tell you, Jennifer and Roberta and I, Louie, have been on this MetaFast diet, and I got the MetaFast cookbook for your one lean and green meal for the day. So you have some, you know, some lean meats and some vegetables. And one of the recipes that they have in there is a stuffed portobello mushroom.
Mm.
Oh my God!
Yeah, Rich loves this one.
With the mozzarella cheese and some tomatoes and olive oil and I forget what herb they have me put in there. But man, let me tell you something. It is, I mean, it's very filling. It's very flavorful. So I can't wait until I start grilling more. I mean, right now I'll go out and throw a steak or a burger or something on the grill, or some chicken. But I can't wait till summer and I'll start doing the portobello mushroom with olive oil and I don't know whether I'll put salt and pepper on it or not. But and then I'll start doing some peppers and some corn on the grill too, and just make a big old pot of vegetables along with the a burger on the side type thing.
And don't forget artichokes.
Really?
Believe it or not, artichokes, when you split them, do real well on the grill.
Huh.
Oh yeah, raw artichokes on the grill?
Yeah, I split them down the center.
Yeah?
Put them face down, olive oil, salt, pepper, and then some little bit of fresh garlic.
Really? I've never tried
them up
that.
They don't cook up like when you boil them. You know, they have a little more of a little more raw flavor to it. But, man, is it delicious, especially the heart.
Wow.
I have to try that.
Yeah, I was just going to ask the same thing. I've done pineapple on the grill.
And peaches.
Ooh.
I do peaches.
And I've done peaches.
Yeah, pineapple on
and
that.
Actually,
really
good on the grill? Bananas. You do them in the skin.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, it's really, it's almost like ice cream except it's hot.
No,
it's
you know, when we go to Colombia, they do that with plantain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'll cook the plantain on the grill right alongside your steak, and it's really good. But I never thought about doing that, actually.
What else can you do with fruits, Louis? I know we bake apples. Is there anything else that you can do?
Pears.
Oh, you can. Yeah, you can do that too.
Pears are
better than
apples.
I match up fruits with meats.
You do?
Really?
Always. Yeah, whenever I do pork, I always put peaches in it.
Pork makes sense.
But like peach salsa or something, and cherries.
No, just peach halves with a little bit of brandy and butter.
Wow.
You cook them up first, and then you take them out. Put your pork back in there to braise it real fast. And then put your peaches back on top, because pork's usually dry anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, what they've done to pork, it's terrible. I mean, they sent all these pigs to Gold's Gym. There's no fat left on them.
You know, thank you for bringing that up. I don't eat a whole lot of chicken anymore, just because I think it's disgusting that lifespan of a chicken that ends up on your plate is about 90 days. So what do they have to do to that chicken in 90 days to make it big enough to be able to put on your plate? So I eat a little bit of chicken, but I just try not to, you know. But pork, I mean, you know, if you go to the grocery store and buy some pork, what is the life of a pig like that goes to market on a farm? I guess one of the bigger farms.
Well, they're not caged. They're huge animals. So they are kind of they're basically free range. But it's you got to know where they came from to see what they ate. That's the whole thing.
See, that's the thing. They feed them trash, don't they?
Not really. They feed them a lot of mash, which is corn that's watered down, almost like a hominy. A lot of pellets, a lot of special food like pork chow. you know, Purina makes a pork chop, believe it or not. Instead of them being out, like in Italy, I mean, they eat a lot of acorns, for example. And that flavor of the pork in Italy is just so different than here, because they're not just free range, but they're wild fed. And then you get a whole different flavor out of an animal like that.
Really? So
big time difference.
All right, so it's not the same thing as obviously, you know, beef they just let roam throughout
right.
the pasture and just, you know, graze, except
that's
for
it.
The corn that they feed them and the hay that they feed them in the wintertime.
It's just that usually that corn is just the last 90 days just to fatten them up a little bit. But the problem is now that the way that they're feeding these animals to keep them lean, you know, if I'm going to eat a piece of meat, I want fat cap on it. I mean, I want flavor on it. You know, and I don't eat it that much. I might eat meat
yeah.
once, maybe twice
Doesn't
a week.
Does the fat cook off anyway when you cook the meat for the most part?
It drops into the meat.
So when you're in the meat section and you see the 80-20, the 90-10, the 85-15, which one? I mean, I usually do the 85-15. Which ones are you getting?
I usually just buy a whole sirloin tip, cut it up and grind it myself. Then I can control how much
right.
I
you
want in it.
Yeah, but I mean, you're Chef Louis. I mean, come on now.
No, but it's cheaper. Yeah. You know, for a $20 grinder, the kind of that amounts to the top of your kitchen table.
Let me tell you something.
What if you get freaked out by the thought of meat?
Yeah, like
and I can't grind.
I'm
my
not
own.
Really grinding my own meat. I don't see that happening.
Never.
It's half the price. Doesn't that help?
No, it would make me throw up. I wouldn't eat it.
For no.
No, it doesn't help.
Yeah, I don't want to be the butcher. Yeah, the butcher makes a lot of money, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah, other than that, I go for the cheapest one, the ground chuck.
Okay.
If I'm gonna make a hamburger, I'm gonna grill it, or if I'm gonna make a meatloaf, you know, I want fat in it. I want it to be juicy.
There he is.
All right.
There he is.
All the fat.
Yeah. The sausage maker
doesn't cut off any of the trim.
You just don't have to eat as much. That's all.
Yeah. All right, Louis. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. And it's 43 past the hour. And Doug Steffen's Good Day with Rich, Jen, and Roberta.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
A survey conducted this month reveals attitudes and behaviors of menthol smokers showing they feel twice addicted both to menthol and to the tobacco and cigarettes. What's more, 4 out of 5 menthol smokers say they would likely try to quit if the FDA were to ban menthol cigarettes. Dr. Cedric Bright, associate professor at Duke University Medical Center and president-elect of the National Medical Association.
Most menthol smokers in the survey reported that they want to quit, but they were less likely to have tried quitting compared to our regular smokers, and they were less likely to have tried any types of treatment. More needs to be done to educate our smokers about the accessible resources, such as counseling and nicotine replacement therapy, which are proven methods for improving smokers' chances of quitting.
Dr. Bright is a paid spokesperson for GlaxoSmithKline Consumer Healthcare, but his opinions regarding smoking cessation are his own. 82% of African-American adult smokers surveyed choose menthol cigarettes versus just 25% of adult smokers of other groups. The good news is most want to quit. Visit Nicorette.com for more on quitting smoking. I'm Bob Fox reporting.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Seven cut out on 48 past the hour, and Jennifer and I are over at gooddayshow.com, dougsteffen.com, looking at a couple of the stories there, and I'll tell you mine quickly in a minute about a woman who was fired for donating her kidney.
Yeah, what is that about? I haven't had a chance to read it yet.
It's a woman in Phoenix who had decided that she would donate her kidney to a woman with chronic kidney disease.
Okay.
And apparently had to take some time off to test her kidney. Her name's, what's her name? The daughter of the woman that was being donated to, Amy Donahue.
So that's a big deal. Kidney donations are a big deal.
A lot of testing, a lot of things. So she didn't meet her sales goal and got fired.
They fired her?
They fired her.
Oh, my gosh.
So catch that story, Doug Steffen.
They're going to have to eat some crow over that. That's not right.
Well, especially now that it's out in the press. And if it's Gannett, it's, I mean, they're a media company. They're a news company.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to hit home. So anyway, catch that at gooddayshow.com.
All right, also up on the website today, there's the question, does beauty buy happiness? Do you think it does?
I think if you – how do I say this? I think that there are a lot of ugly people that are very happy, and there are a lot of good-looking people that are very sad.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And this story kind of plays to it. But in the long haul overall, apparently beauty does buy happiness. Like if we didn't have enough to worry about, there's a study out that says ugly people are sad. Not like sad crying their eyes out every night. But over time, unattractiveness will affect you in many ways. And it's actually quantifiable. People are finding out they make less money. They have trouble finding a mate.
Really?
And in a culture that places like a lot of pressure on appearance, they don't feel good about themselves when they walk down the street. So these two guys at the University of Texas did a study called Beauty is a Promise of Happiness. And they actually did it not just in the United States. They surveyed 25,000 people in four countries. And they compared people's happiness levels with how attractive they were as judged by the interviewers. So it's relative. But they said those that ranked in the top 15% of hotness were 10% happier than those ranked in the bottom tier of attractiveness. So really ugly people aren't. Like, not all ugly people are sad, but pretty people are happier than less attractive people.
You know.
Do you think this is why, I have a little theory here, do you think this is why social media is so big? Because you can hide behind it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what about people in the middle like me? Yeah,
I think we're fine. I think we're fine. Middle dwellers, I think you're okay.
Am I just kind of like mediocre happy?
I think we're good.
We're good. You're hot. I'm just middle of the road. You know, I'm mediocre. I'll be happy.
You'll be happy. You can be happy. It's all about accepting yourself.
Maybe in my next life I'll be happy. I'll be good looking and happy. All right, it's 51 past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day. Put it in a rainbow in a sea. How beautiful you really are.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The latest from Japan and solving the mystery of the missing snake. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. First, in Japan, this question is being asked. Why hasn't the government there increased the evacuation ring around the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant complex? High radiation levels have been detected in areas outside the 12-mile evacuation radius. Mari Yamashita, director of the UN Information Center in Tokyo, says the entire country is concerned about radiation levels.
The biggest concern is, of course, radioactivity in the air, in water and food, and it is seeping in at levels that are apparently not a serious health risk.
The UN and other international nuclear monitors have urged the government to expand the evacuation zone around the plant. Experts say safe radiation limits are being exceeded up to 24 miles away and could spread, while radioactive iodine levels in seawater near the plant are more than 4,000 times the legal limit. Meanwhile, the death toll from the March 11th quake and tsunami has topped 16,000 people are still listed as missing. From a story that has so much importance to one that has captured the attention of so many of us, serving as an intriguing distraction, it's the case of the missing cobra. A deadly Egyptian cobra at the Bronx Zoo in New York City went on the lam a week ago, but zoo director Jim Brahini made this announcement yesterday.
The cobra that was missing for the last 7 days has been recovered inside the reptile house, and she's alive and well.
Yes, the cobra has been recovered and is alive and well, and thankfully, everyone else is alive and well at the zoo. The 20-inch-long female cobra did not slither far away from home after all, hiding in the house of reptiles just a few hundred feet from where it was. After disappearing last Friday, the snake wound its way into urban legend, racking up 200,000 followers on a fictitious Twitter feed. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed in light trading yesterday. The Dow off 31 points, closing at 12,320. NASDAQ up 4, S&P slipping 2 points. Crude oil prices spiked to a 2.5-year high over renewed fears that Middle East unrest could lead to supply disruptions. Crude shot up $2.45 a barrel, finishing at $106.72. Well, the calendar says it's spring. In fact, today is April Fool's Day, but this is no joke. Winter weather not quite done, with the eastern seaboard, a nor'easter expected to produce several inches of snowfall across upstate New York and western and northern New England today through early tomorrow. Meanwhile, Florida cleaning up today after several tornadoes tore through the Sunshine State yesterday. Major League Baseball's regular season is underway. 6 games played yesterday, 11 more today. And get this, from the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, those folks tell us Major League Baseball stadiums will serve up more than 22 million hot dogs this season. To that, we can only say this. And finally, remember that recent $319 million Mega Millions multi-state lottery jackpot? One ticket sold that matched all the numbers? It was sold to a pool of state workers in the New York State capital city of Albany. Well, that group of 7 workers came forward to formally claim their prize yesterday with interesting stories to tell. 63-year-old Mike Barth was the one who bought the ticket at a variety store, and he recounts the story. He was standing online and spotted a candy bar.
I like the Snickers dark. You know, it's one of my weaknesses. And I'm looking at that and I'm going, I got to have one of those. So I reach over. This guy jumps in front of me. Maybe I should say something. It was pretty rude. But he did. I was behaving myself. So that guy, I'm thinking later on, after all this went down, I wonder if that guy would have won the ticket instead of me. So
that's what you get for cutting the line. And here's the bottom line. This group of coworkers spent $14 on those tickets for that drawing, each of them walking away with a check for $19 million after taxes. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
The movie stars the most recognizable actor of all time.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Is that John Wayne?
What a rocket scientist.
I don't know, Pelican.
Roberta, why don't you just draw that under whatever rocket what you are so funny.
So, a wild guess here, but from the looks of your arm hair, I'm guessing you're Italian?
The Doug Stephan Show. More fun than free 900 calls.